What about what you've seen out of the Patriots, watching game plan from them so far?
Well, I think that, they've been one of the great teams of the last decade, and, a lot of that continues to just evolve and get better in a lot of different areas, and starting offensively. I mean, Tom looks like he's playing at as high a level as I've seen him play. And he's got a lot of good, some veterans, some young developing players that look like they all have a chance to be really, really good. What Welker's doing to this point is just phenomenal. Having coached receivers for a long time, I know he was really, really good, but what he's doing right now is just off the charts. And then throw in the fact that, Gronkowski has, 700-plus yards, and he's still got a guy named Deion Branch over there, and Chad Johnson and Hernandez, and the two running backs I really, really like, including Woodhead. So, they're up front. They're as solid and sound as any team we've seen, as far as protecting the quarterback, and they look like they're just have a chance to keep getting better. So, great challenge for our defense to even slow down this offense. And then their defense, some familiar guy, Sean Ellis, a guy I've been, I coached with or around and with the Jets. We drafted him while I was there. And Will Fork and Andre Carter, I've had the game plan against a bunch here through the years, and he looks like he's kind of had a rebirth and playing at a high level. Mayo and is just one of my favorite linebackers just through the years of coming out of college and then seeing him play and perform at the level he has. And the secondary, has had some injury issues that they continue to fight through, but they're a competitive, tough group that, makes plays at the right time. When they need them most, that has really helped the team win a bunch of games here. So, it's going to be a great challenge. Always a team that I try to watch and pay attention to, even when we're not playing them, just from a standpoint of trying to see what's hot and working in the NFL.
If Devin McCourty can't play on Monday, how big of a loss in your eyes is he to the Patriots defense?
Well, I think he's a really good player. He plays physical, tough, but like I said, we've had our own share of injuries, as New England has, and Coach Belichick is one of the greats for a reason, and one of the key things to being a great coach in this league at any level really is to develop your players that aren't necessarily frontline players that then are ready to play when they need to. And I don't have any doubt that the coach and his staff will have that done. So to me, it's hard for me to look and say, well, we have a huge advantage in any area, really.
How devastated is Matt Castle that he won't be able to play in this game?
Well, I think that, he's a tough, tough guy and has played through a lot of aches and pains here since we've been together. And, I think he's most devastated that he's not going to be able to play, period, for our team because, he's such a big part of our team and the guys count on him. And he's a prideful, competitive guy that wants to play every week. And he's proven that, it's been impossible to really get him out of the lineup, barring maybe organ removal, a couple of those things. So, it's disappointing to him, and I know we've got high goals and expectations for this year, and he'll just have to be on the sideline rooting his teammates on, which I know that he will.
Does the offensive style change with a different quarterback?
I don't know dramatically. Obviously we've got a lefty, so some things are going to change. But Tyler's a drop back quarterback, much like Matt, and similar skill set. So I don't think that we can dramatically make a whole bunch of adjustments, other than little tweaks here and there.
Gronkowski has made some pretty acrobatic catches, and for a big guy like that, a stocky guy, tall, heavy guy, is that somewhat surprising to see a guy be able to use his body like that, especially in this last game that he played?
Well, you know, both these guys that are really playing well, Hernandez and Gronkowski, players that, you know, I personally really thought a lot of coming out. You know, we spent time with both the guys, you know, at the combine, and spent a lot of time watching tape, and, you know, players that really, really thought had a chance to be good, and they haven't disappointed. And Gronkowski, you know, is just a physical presence that, you know, much like some receivers that I've coached in the past, like a Keyshawn or somebody like that, that, you know, once the quarterback understands that, you know, you can throw it when he's covered, you know, that's always a great trait, characteristic to have. You know, if you're a guy catching the ball from a quarterback and the quarterback knows he can throw it when you're covered, which obviously Tom does a bunch, you know, and that's just a testament to Rob and really just how good he, you know, is able to position and use his body to make catches on top of him. Just great, great hands. Good?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.